Welcome everybody to a brand new episode of Lots of Lobang.
We are back here in the studio, or under a bridge, or in the fucking drain.
Yeah.
In Punggol, recording this
and we
studio.
Are fast approaching the fourth month of the year.
Yeah.
Where is time traveling?
Yeah, the Fourth Reich is here.
The Fourth Reich is here. Bridges are gonna fall.
Yeah.
They are already falling.
And we might be moving to a new studio come July.
Come July.
Yeah.
July, August.
From one hellhole to another hellhole.
Another hellhole.
Yeah. Some people will think...
At least we won't have jets flying over.
Yes. But we might hear cats being slaughtered.
Yes.
In the drains.
Correct.
No, it's pretty quiet up there.
Yeah. It's so quiet that... it's so terrible place that the airplanes don't want to fly over.
Yeah.
You know, fear of being shot down.
Sometimes there are sound of
the
ambulance.
Only thing we will miss is cheap brewskis.
And cold aircon.
Yishun is the Ukraine.
The aircon's a little wonky.
Yishun is the Ukraine of Singapore. No fly zone.
No flies.
No fly zone.
No, the Yemen of Singapore.
Oh, the Yemen, Gaza, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever we put it. Somalia.
It's not Gaza. People are still allowed to come out.
Oh, right. Actually, soon we might have to build a wall. Keep the insane people inside, you know?
Yeah.
But not us. Our part of Yishun, you know, is a good part.
We seem to be producing them, though. not to toot my
Our studio in Yishun and the fucking Dreamland Spa, that one you have to preserve at all costs.
Actually, Yishun also got cheap drinks, lah.
Right.
But we just have to find it, lah.
That's true.
You don't buy from North Point, no.
Right.
North Point, them X.
Yeah,
or cannot buy the 7-Eleven though.
Or just graduate to bottles lah.
Right.
You know, just bottles every.
We should do a promo with Dreamland Spa where we record the podcast in the spa.
In the spa
while getting a massage.
And that's the other issue from Yishun is cost of traveling to town. It's cheaper from here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's cheaper from here. Unless we.
Is it closer to town?
No. Here you are closer, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Actually, it depends.
Unless we go to Upper Thompson.
Ah, if it's Upper Thompson, then it's fucking close.
Sarah's will be closer.
El Capone.
El Capone.
El Capone.
But for our topic this week will be the big news that's hitting all over the world. Singaporean ship crashes into an American bridge.
Not Singaporean ship.
Okay, Singaporean.
A ship that has been registered in Singapore.
Mm. Crashes into an American bridge.
Right.
Nothing much. Like, you know, the image was, whoa, like Hollywood stuff. The ship hit the bridge. Bridge fell. It's the things that happen after. All the speculations that have been arising. Some people are saying that it's a terrorist attack, like a terrorist thing. Hmm. But there's no... I mean, it was said that the ship blacked out.
Lost control, lost power
to its engine.
Yeah.
Some people question, but there's light. Different. The generator for the light kicked in, but the engine was still out.
Mm.
And they lost control. The ship steered, I think, followed the current or through inertia or something, ran straight into the
one of the pillars of the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, causing it to
The odd fall thing apart. About this for me is that the ship, the Dali, was involved in another accident before.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This wasn't its first run-in.
Why wasn't it being repaired or fucking maintained or maintenance?
Good question, man. Good.
Or
good.
taken offline.
When I saw the clip,
yeah,
I was like, "What is this Hollywood production?"
Mm.
And I showed it to my dad. My dad was like, "Looks like a movie, yeah." Like that was the first impression we got.
Mm.
And then very quickly, as I went to Twitter, I think Sean was the one who linked it to us, right?
Mm. Mm.
And then like went to Twitter, and then I saw a couple of clips and a couple of posts. There were people who worked in like ports and everything. They were like, "This is suspicious. Where are the fucking tugboats, the guiding boats, and all?"
Captain said he was calling for it, but
yeah. Like then why were they maneuvering the boat, the ship, right? Like. There are meant to be protocols in place.
Yeah, right?
Right? Yeah. Like, how did all of this shit happen with no assistance or no guidance present?
Yeah, right? Usually when moving out of ports, there are There are local pilots.
Yes, it's a coordinated thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's a protocol. You have a local pilot to pilot the ship out.
Captain. Local captain.
Captain, a pilot lah. That will be, they will board the ship and direct the ship out and then disembark. Something like that. I think that's how it works. That's how it should work, right?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
It's been quite some time since I did shipping. Almost 10 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, now that's one thing. La,
can ask Zhang.
Can ask Zhang, yeah.
Zhang might know. Yeah. Say, hey, got any lobang about this story?
We need to contact him. Or Xue Hao.
Yeah. Hey, you don't need insights about this story. Any of your friends?
Xue Hao is now in Panama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dodgy place also. La.
Dodgy, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of money changing hands over there. Drug trades going on.
I did say to him that you might get kidnapped.
Or you might be involved in some kidnapping of someone else.
Yes.
Who knows? Yeah. Moving cargo, but you don't know that it's actually human cargo.
Yeah, for the other one he was involved in was 2016, Antwerp.
Oh, in Belgium.
It hit a key.
Right.
Yeah. Then it was like structurally unsound from then. I think they repaired it.
So this ship is not lucky, basically.
I mean, they called it Dali. They wanted to call it like Salvador Dali, I guess.
Or Dali Lama. Lama.
Yeah.
Dali Lama.
Yeah.
Or
usually you just give it a female name or something. Maybe call it Uranus.
Uranus.
This is the ship that they use when they want to crash into shit, la.
Yeah.
When they need a reason to crash into something, you use the Dali.
Call Dali.
Call Dali. Yeah.
Yeah, but the weirdest thing about this entire incident, right, is that Biden came out to say that the federal government is going to cover all the costs to rebuild the bridge and everything.
Yeah.
With no information given or no like guarantee given that we are going to like recuperate money from the company that owns the ship.
Right.
Because we are going to make sure that we are going to sue them, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Why?
It's like, that
to me did sound like
because
when
the ship is supposed to have insurance. Yes. The insurance is supposed to cover this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Then what the fuck? Like, why?
I don't
are
know why
you
is he taking it on? Like, it's their fault. Like we'll pay for everything. It's like, no, the ship crashed into your bridge. Six people are presumed dead. All safety, like, they were construction workers on the thing. Because the ship did send out a mayday. Like, we've lost stuff, so the bridge operators actually shut it down. So there were not a lot of cars going through.
Okay.
Did you see the clips before the ship hit?
Yeah, there was one.
There were a few cars. There were cars going back and forth.
But apparently they were informed. The ship captain did, and they said they did inform. So very little cars. But the six people presumed dead are construction workers on the bridge. So I don't know why they were not evacuated. Maybe it's too... That's the funniest... Not funny thing. That's a strange thing, like you said. From the ship running out of power and all that, right? Was too close to the...
Yeah.
It's... The time span of it all to happen is very short. Question was why there were no tugboats? What was it doing so close to the bridge in the first place?
Right.
Was it supposed to exit under the bridge, or what direction was it go? And this isn't a new port. Ships have been going in and out of this port for a long time. So I would think there should be preventative measures to protect the bridge.
But let's keep in mind, it is Baltimore, Maryland. There are too many niggas running the place.
Lim Wei Ming.
My goodness.
Lim Wei Ming.
Jesus Christ.
Lim Wei Ming.
Were they either high or fingers deep in Kentucky Fried Chicken?
The guy who was running it was Tang Davis.
He was smoking crack. Smoking.
That's his homeland.
Smoking crack while fucking a hooker. Yeah. And then he heard the mayday. He's like, hey, look, wait for me to come first before I reply to this call. But then it's too late.
The people, they think that they are literally living in the wire.
Yeah, he wanted to reply to the call, but his hands were greasy from the fried chicken.
Oh, so it was meant to
a watermelon.
It was meant to go under the bridge, I'm guessing.
But actually, looking at it, right, I didn't know how the ship was going to go under the bridge.
Yeah. It looks
way
because
too
the
big.
Cargo, right, it's like
stacked quite high.
Yeah. So why isn't it? Why is it turning into the bridge in the first place?
Why was it even going that way?
Yeah, no. There's no way it's going to go under. Now I look at the picture. There's no way it's going to fit under the bridge.
Exactly.
So what,
like,
yeah.
But what? It seems like that was the only other path. I don't.
Is it a drawbridge? No, right? It's not a.
No. Look at the you see the map. You see the path it was taking.
Supposed to make a U-turn.
No, but it's heading towards the bridge. Like its path took it towards the bridge, but I don't understand where else was it.
What's its course though? Where is it supposed to go?
That's a good question. Yeah, right. I don't know. It looks like it was meant to go under the bridge, but maybe it just.
No! It turned. It kept turning. That was the problem, right? That was the problem they cited. That it kept turning. It lost power, and it kept turning, and then it leveled off.
Yeah.
It then went straight for the base.
Mm.
The pillar of the bridge, one of the pillars.
Right.
And that caused the entire bridge to just
collapse.
Collapse, like, immediately.
Yeah. But usually bridge...
Like, it was a toy bridge, you know?
Yeah. But you don't they have, like, fucking rocks and stuff, like, around the base of the pillar? So
the pillar, yeah. No, they have, like, a concrete... I think this one...
Like a base or
this
something.
This bridge was, like, constructed in the 70s.
Right. So
yeah, so
no, that's back one way. That's one way to demolish a bridge.
Yes,
maybe that's why it's like, how much is it going to cost for us to reconstruct reconstruct the bridge and everything? Oh, it's going to cost us like, the 200 million. How much is it going to cost if a ship bangs into it and then we just repair it from there? Half. Okay, we'll do that.
We'll claim insurance.
We'll claim insurance, and
this is exactly like the. Twin Towers,
the two towers that was built in the '70s.
Yes, Twin Towers.
No, but for him to come out and straight away say like, "Yeah, we'll pay for everything." Was like, "Wait, no." But shouldn't it be? I'm not saying that I want Singapore to be blamed or what, but the ship company has to have some.
Is Larry Silverstein still alive?
Yes, I think he
has. He bought insurance on the bridge?
Oh, did you read about that? The whole business deal
regarding what, the Twin Towers?
Twin Towers.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, it was covered in the documentary, lah.
I saw it. I recently read about it on Twitter, on X. It was quite interesting because it was a little bit different from what they covered on 9/11, the new Pearl Harbor.
Mm.
So, the amount that Larry Silverstein contracted the lease for the Twin Towers and the plaza and all the other buildings was $3.2 billion.
Correct.
And it was meant to be paid over a course of 90 years.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
He insured the entire set of buildings for $3.5 billion.
Which includes terrorist attacks, right?
Which included terrorist attacks.
And this was in July, 2 months before 9/11, yeah.
Yes, and then it got approved. So when all the shit happened, right, he literally got to claim and own the entire place for a profit of $300 million.
Wow. And I think they mentioned like the cash that he forked up for the lease was like $14 million or something.
Yes, it was really low.
Yeah.
Because they go pay over don't know how many years. 90 yeah. years what?
Yeah. So you split it up.
No, yeah. So when the bridge was up, the ship could pass under it.
So it's a drawbridge.
It's tall enough for the ship to pass under it, but the ship rammed into its pylons.
Right.
So, yeah. Because I was looking at the path that the ship had to take to leave the port, leave the area, and the bridge is the only path. The other paths were like maybe went for smaller things, and the bridge was the only path it could take out.
Right.
So that means ships have to pass under it. Like every day.
And was that ship like transporting vehicles?
Vehicles.
Mm. And I think vehicle so. Parts.
It was
or something like that, yeah.
Right. So there, you can see in the video how it goes down. Bam! Everything goes down. I think it was meant to, from the look of it, it's meant to pass under it.
Didn't Josie like link some article about or some posts about how the black box?
Yeah, 2 minutes of the black box were missing.
Gone. Yeah,
2 minutes just before the crash was found to be erased or
that
something.
That is sus as fuck.
Yeah.
No erased. Just missing. So the Twitter below saying that it was due to the power outage. the power outage, so no other things were captured, only audio. Mm. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Audio sounds good enough.
Show us the audio. What happened?
Yeah, I don't, it's like
maybe the captain's like, no, turn into the pillars so that we can hit it flat on.
The Ukrainian guys, one Ukrainian guy telling all the Indian fellas.
Yeah.
Chalo, jaldi, chalo.
And it looks like the ship is okay.
The front
of damage
is pretty fucked up.
It's okay. It's gonna. Yeah. It's free to knock out
any other bridge. Yeah. Send it to Somalia, lah. Let some pirates can get their hands on it.
But I was thinking, why weren't there more? Maybe it's because this never happened before. There was no precedence for them to account for ships hitting the pylon.
But whose fault is it for the ship's power to go out?
Is the ship? It could be a ship design flaw.
Maintenance crew, the engineers, the company.
Someone has to take the blame.
Yeah, the company has to take the blame.
So
for
first not, thing like, maintaining is that the full blame for this is actually not the ship's pilot. Not now.
Mm.
It's because the ship lost power.
So no, but someone has to take blame for that.
By right, technically, so the maintenance, the captain should be definitely part of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. So if they find that there was a lapse in like the inspection, you know, they didn't check through the stuff. There was black smoke seen from the ship moments before. Don't know whether there was a burnout or something for them to lose power like that, lah.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, they immediately within 2 hours they ruled out any terrorist act.
Pretty quick though.
Very quick.
Yeah. Sounds like 9/11.
Until now, they still don't know what the motives behind the Las Vegas shooting was.
Las Vegas,
the guy that went and shot
from the
shot himself.
What hotel was it?
Mandalay Bay. That was CIA.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff.
That one is strange also, lah.
This one, they're very quick. Not only they very quick to say it's not a terrorist action, also very quick to like, we'll pay for everything.
Yeah. There were images and videos of unmarked black helicopters landing on Mandalay Bay hours before the shooting happened.
All that just to kill one person.
One person?
50-plus people died.
That 50-plus people died, but then one of those person they wanted to kill. They just wanted to kill one specific person. Everybody else just a shield. You know?
Who was that one person?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the fucking band that was playing. Yeah, you never know. The music is shit.
You never know. Sometimes shut the band. You create music. Such a big debacle just to kill one specific person. You just make it say, oh, it was a mass shooting. Yeah. No one in particular was targeted.
And also, like, the fella had, like, fucking security cameras, like, lined up on the hotel lobby, right?
Yeah, the hotel lobby.
His door is being booby-trapped by C4 or some kind of explosives.
I don't know about booby-trapped, but
fucking insane, bro.
When somebody triggered the camera, I think he shot out his door. So they were like,
and I think he booby-trapped his door as well, right? To have like explosives or something. If I'm not wrong,
not explosives.
Not explosives, sir.
Not explosives.
No, they were saying the whole thing. I think we did cover this. We were saying like the whole thing was fishy because of how he was able to set everything up and nobody along the door, like along the other guests, didn't know.
Him bring all that equipment up, right? That itself.
Yeah. The fact that he managed to get that much ammunition.
Like black duffel bags, right?
Yeah, they say it helped. Like, he probably paid his way up. Like, you know, paid like people to just bring it up.
But also, if you check into a 5-star hotel, right, most likely they don't question you on what you're bringing up.
If
someone were to hide like fucking shit in the golf bag, you know, say, oh, this golf.
No, but
no one's going to check your bag.
5-star hotels usually have corridor CCTVs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And
also,
your exits, the exits, your staircase, they have sensors that if they're ajar, something goes off.
Yeah.
Like,
it would be quite suspicious for like someone to walk around like on the lobby and then sticking like cameras on like the fucking wall.
That's
right?
Why I was like saying nobody brought up like
they would raise questions. It's like, so why do you have like cameras, hidden cameras here?
It was a security guard that brought attention to the whole strange thing.
No, immediately, right? Because technically they are, all these hotels, right, are technically skyscrapers of Vegas, right?
Mm.
So all these kind of shit, right, should ring alarm bells up. And the security detailing or whoever, they should go and check.
Mm.
None of that happened.
Right.
And there was a fucking high profile event, like a festival happening. Well, I think it was a country music festival or some shit like that.
Yeah. I think so, so yeah.
So, like, you know that there are going to be like X amount of people. I think maybe like tens of thousands of people there, right, for the concerts.
Mm.
And then you're so lax with your security.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, it, right. So you can, I would expect people to be lax in their security if the country doesn't have guns.
Mm.
You know?
If like, it's like Singapore,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
but even Singapore, we have bomb, yes, bomb
but,
shit going
but
on.
But you can
not bomb shit, but like threats, bomb threats. Detection, bomb K9 units will come in.
Yeah,
like any countdown festival, like usually a like couple of hours before, they will sweep the place.
And if someone was acting strange, I think it would be like people be alerted and go up. It's like, sorry, we saw you doing something. Is there anything questionable? But this country is Las Vegas. I think you can conceal carry. Not wrong.
Nevada, I'm not too sure.
I don't know about their gun laws.
I'm not sure.
Texas, I know.
They should be wary of it. They should be aware. You know, like have certain...
Even while I was doing work for Siloso Beach Party, we were informed, but like, I think an hour and a half before to everyone like gather in one location and then they'll have a K9 sweep of the whole area for bomb threats. I mean, that's Singapore. No?
That's it. This guy
much less like in fucking Las Vegas.
This guy managed to get... Well, I forgot how much ammunition, but basically,
multiple heavy guns as
once
well.
Once it was over, they was like, how the heck did he get all that into the room?
Yeah.
Some people suspect it's because the room he got were like the suite rooms. So he probably paid premium price and then maybe that's
why... He's like a high roller in a casino or something,
maybe
right?
Maybe that's
so
why
no.
He paid
Didn't he say the wife or girlfriend was a gambler or some shit? Then that's how he got the suite.
No.
But the guy was planning to kill himself. Like, I think he sold and then he... I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because in the end, he shot himself. No, they didn't kill him, right? He shot himself, right?
I think so, if I'm
That's when the earpiece... He was wearing a earpiece and the voice said, kill yourself now, your job is done. He turned the gun on him and pulled the trigger.
Yeah. It was like, the target has been... target
Manchurian Candidate. A song plays in his ear and it's like, oh, it's time
now. Yeah, it'd be weird if you find out later.
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra, yeah.
Yeah, that the whole thing is just a distraction. They need to do something else over there. We need to keep eyes here.
Most likely.
I don't know. You can't trust anything that happens. Even this whole Baltimore Bridge, you can tell already that people don't trust them. The moment it happened, every user questioning is like, was it an inside
job? It's the same thing with the Russian...
The Caucus attack. The Caucus City attack, Hall attack.
Mm. The same thing. Like... The video clips of them going into the fucking the arena, right?
Mm. And they're allowed to like...
The concert hall and shooting. That is one.
Mm.
You should see the videos of them outside.
Right.
Along the concourse, going in and like shooting at people, right?
Mm.
I was like, wait. If you shoot at people, right?
Mm.
They should be dead.
Right.
There should be blood flowing.
Mm.
Why are people moving?
Oh, okay.
And the fellow, one guy was shooting at them point blank.
Mm.
Fucking shrapnel and like body, like fucking liquid and flesh should be flying out.
Mm.
Why are people moving?
After they're being shot.
Like, it didn't make sense.
Right.
And everything is like so relaxed.
Mm.
It is not even like, oh, shit, we have to do everything quickly so that we can move out. Like,
right.
It was not tactical. It was nothing like that.
Mm.
It was like as if they're going to face no repercussions. Like, no one is going to be alerted to come and, like, fuck us over.
Mm.
I was like, fuck.
And their faces are all mosaic out, right?
Yeah.
You can't see the...
The clip that I saw was not filmed by them. It was filmed by someone else.
Right.
In that vicinity, right? So it's, like, fucking far.
Mm.
So that one, you don't even need to blur their faces out. Like, you can't see anything. Like, but
right.
I was like, what the fuck? It's like so like nonchalant, you know, like very relaxed.
Mm.
It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And why would Islamist extremists want to fuck around or want to do anything to Russia?
Mm.
Because you have like fundamentalists, or not say fundamentalists, like... Dagestan with like the devout Muslim,
the Chechens, right?
Chechnyans, like
Dagestanis,
like they don't do shit.
Mm.
They are proud to be Russians,
mm.
True. Right?
And Muslim,
and Muslim,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is going on? Like, and all the fellas were white.
Yeah. strange.
It was damn strange.
Yeah. Were they speaking Russian also?
No one, I didn't see any like reports of like.
Right. Like were they speaking in Russian with American accents?
I'm
why Russia though?
Yeah, that does it doesn't make sense.
I mean,
at
Russia's only involvement with the Islamic States was when they tried to invade Afghanistan, right?
No. Afghanistan was theirs.
Afghanistan
was part of the Soviet Union, right?
Mm.
And US, the CIA, actually funded and armed the Mujahideen
against the Soviets.
Against the Soviets. So it fell. Afghanistan was one of the first territories, if I'm not wrong, to depart from the Soviet Union.
Mm.
And the Soviet soldiers could not fight in that terrain because it was not a terrain that was native to them.
For sure, yeah. The mountainous regions. The caves and everything.
Yes, it was not what they were used to.
Yeah.
So they were ill-prepared to fight and they got their asses whipped. La.
Mm.
So beyond that was when like they got fucked over, when the CIA just abandoned them. They were like, hey, we helped you guys. Then they were like, CIA was like, oh, no, you guys helped yourselves. Mm. We just armed you guys. Now you all fight for yourself.
Yeah. And then the offshoot of that came Al-Qaeda, right?
Apparently. La.
Yeah. Yeah.
But another story is that the CIA was the one who was the organization that created Al-Qaeda, funded Al-Qaeda.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just when, about like the time when everything was done, they were like, okay, you guys...
Mm.
Handle things yourself, and then they fucked off. They went on, to handle the next thing, la.
So there's a lot of resentment, la, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah.
We don't even know if Osama bin Laden was alive when the Twin Towers were attacked. We have no clue.
Right.
There are no credible reports saying that he was alive. We saw him alive because everything was like footage, was tapes.
Yeah.
Being sent back and
forth.
We
don't have his body, anyways.
No body. Nothing.
Yeah. When he was killed, they apparently...
And apparently he had kidney failure.
Mm.
So why would someone with kidney failure who needs to be on a fucking dialysis machine...
They said they shot him in the head and then burned him or something, right?
No, buried him in the middle ocean. Of the sea, yeah.
In the ocean.
Ah.
Yeah.
A wanted criminal whose body would be more important to, you know, like, examine or to have, like, you know...
At least Saddam Hussein, they hang him, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at least Saddam Hussein, you knew that he was alive.
Yeah. And they hanged him.
Yes.
Yeah. Burial at sea just seems, it just seems like...
No, it's that was bullshit.
Yeah, is it, yeah. It, you know, it...
Because we never saw
this was
them capturing him.
This was a most wanted criminal.
Never saw him being lowered down into the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. We just have to take Obama's word.
Correct.
Yeah.
All of this, you know, like... Yeah, that one was strange.
And now we know that, you know, Obama has questionable taste because...
Big Mike. He likes Big Mike. He likes his women big and with a cock.
Yeah. Dude, someone on Twitter, right, they actually compared her, like, back to, like, Mike Tyson in his prime.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
His back is massive.
Yeah.
Looks like she does a lot of lats, lah.
A lot.
Lats and then shooting basketballs.
Lats pull down. Fucking hell.
Yeah, this is where the conspiracy, diving deep into conspiracy theory, lah.
Yeah, it's just so.
It seems to have
many
good
questions,
credence, la. Like,
yeah, it's not just the questions that are being asked, but the fact that they've never been answered,
exactly,
or even tried to be answered, you know.
No, because to me the weirdest part is that this was your most wanted criminal for the longest period. You would want to actually prove his death. You would want his body.
No, and the reasons that they gave. For not bringing him back to New York to put him on trial was amazing as well. They didn't want him to
be a martyr or something, yeah. Right? They didn't want him to be
a martyr. Or did they say like it's too dangerous to fly him out of the country or some shit, right?
No, they didn't want him to be a martyr. So like, they want to like make people like converge.
So they'd rather shoot him in the face?
No, they shoot him in the face and get rid of the body. So there's nothing like... So their reasoning for doing all that, right, is so there's nothing for like, you know, like people to... I guess borders on worship or I don't know lah.
Worship him.
Most of us just want proof. Like you know, your word is
it'd be
fine.
More powerful if he were to stand trial in New York.
Yeah.
In New York City, actually.
And then Rudy Giuliani being the public prosecutor.
I mean, that's one case. But
that would be powerful,
for,
though.
For me, it's like, you know, you put him on...
He was actually involved in 9/11.
You put him on...
And then, like, the reasoning they say there might be a security risk and everything. Wait, so your two tallest buildings already got taken down.
Yeah.
And you're going to be very lapsed on your security after that.
Exactly.
Like, there's no chance you're going to leave...
Yeah.
That gap open for someone to come and do some shit, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
So it's more dangerous for them to bring him alive.
Or,
you know, because you know why that doesn't make sense? What was he going to do? Scream the whole way?
For me, it's the exact same reason that they used to tell. Like, we can't go back to the moon. It's too expensive.
Or they're afraid that Osama is going to be like, hey guys, actually, I'm not involved. I hear the receipts.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of things about the martyrdom. Like, they don't want him to spread
life. In the first place, was he even alive?
Yeah, here's my email correspondence with the CIA.
Yeah.
Please read this. Yeah, they can't have him showing up in court.
I was actually in London having kebabs and shawarma.
Yeah, worst thing is they want to shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
So, you know, you shoot someone in the head, most likely it's first to make sure he's dead, but and also to make identification a bit.
And then the defense will bring out 10 different Osamas with like lookalikes, and then like, yeah.
If you guys have watched Shane Gillis's Netflix special, Beautiful Dogs, he ends the special with the story about how Trump is in the Situation Room and he watches the leader of ISIS getting mauled by dogs and robots. And then he comes out and describes how the guy died to the press.
Yeah.
Dogs, they were beautiful dogs. Right? I would believe that. Because, like, the way Trump narrated the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
Was, like, exactly what Shane Gillis said. Like, someone who has not seen this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
Coming out and saying what I just saw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, fucking Obama, I was like, yeah, we buried him.
Yeah.
We just lowered him into the ocean, like.
Yeah. Feed him to the fishes.
Yeah.
We fit him,
and now,
him to the
and now we know that Obama has got loads of shady dealings.
Yeah, for sure. The thing about the lowering him to the ocean, right? Fine. Video.
Yes.
Show.
Nothing.
Think about shooting him in the head. Show.
Yeah.
Maybe too graphic. Show the operation too. Sense out the part that he got shot, then show the results. You know,
yeah. And then the film that was based on a quote-unquote true story.
30, right?
Made one of the most blatant lie that they got intelligence from torture leading up to the capture of Osama bin Laden, which is factually not true.
Yeah.
Torture?
Via like the fucking CIA torture.
What's the lady's name, the director? Catherine Bigelow.
Yes. Catherine
she
Bigelow.
She did Hurt Locker, right? Yeah.
Yeah. She did Hurt Locker, yeah.
Hurt Locker was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurt Locker deserved all the praises.
And then if you take a step back and then you start reading up about the CIA involvement in Hollywood and how they have like a point person there to like kind of veto shit. Not all shits, but when things that have to do with the military, with intelligence,
they have like a huge department that actually works on like propaganda movies.
Propaganda movies, yeah.
So like the American Sniper, that was one massive propaganda movie.
Mm.
That one.
Zero Dark 30 for sure.
Zero Dark 30 for sure. Yeah. I think Hurt Locker was like, oh, we could use her.
Yeah.
Like, she's good at taking realistic films.
Yeah.
We could definitely use her. Even all the other films. Like, even going back to, like, Saving Private Ryan and all. Like,
probably. Spielberg, right?
Spielberg, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go down that path,
Now you know how deep...
Yeah, everything links.
Yeah, everything is linked.
Then now, with so many different films coming up about apocalyptic days, America at war...
Aliens.
They have one, what? Civil War.
Civil War is coming out. But
even Oppenheimer, that was propaganda as well.
Oppenheimer, yeah.
That was also propaganda.
But Romulus looks quite cool.
Who's Romulus?
Alien Romulus.
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
They're going back they're going back to their roots.
Is Ridley Scott directing it?
I'm not sure.
Should be lah. Should be Ridley Scott should be directing it.
So you get to see the old school facehuggers coming out again.
The end of the not end of the fucking what's that? Mahershala Ali, the leave the fucking world behind or something. Leave the world behind with Mahershala Ali and what's that?
Don't know these names.
What's that actress name?
What is she acting?
Fucking hell, Chibai.
Whoa.
I can't remember.
It's a
it's
But yeah, the Romulus is produced by Ridley Scott, but not directed by him. Produced by him. He's directed by Fidel Alvarez, the guy behind... what's it? Guy behind...
Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, Ethan Hawke, and Kevin Bacon. Leave the World Behind.
That's a weird mix.
2023, yeah. Amazing performance from Julia Roberts, but yeah, it's like fucking America at war. They're being hacked. And then the satellites are down, communications are down, military is down, and this family, they're stuck. Two families are stuck in this house, and they have to like try to fight to survive in the fucking Wild Wild West. Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
Which is San Francisco now.
It is, and that's a very good note to end this podcast on.
Yeah.
Yes. Catch our other. Our other episode on Breaking Wind.
And just before we go, there's a line in this film that if you are into conspiracies and you read a bit about different authors and how like the world is connected, there's this line in this film that really caught my attention when one of the characters turned to the other and say like, you know, there's this big, I'm not verbatim, but something along the lines of like conspiracy theorists would say like, you know, everything in this world is connected. But sometimes the truth is it's just pure chaos. And I'm like,
so it's verbatim, lah.
I'm like, oh, this is a psyops right here happening in front of my eyes, and I'm glad I saw it, lah. My eyes are open.
Yes,
the aliens are coming.
You've got the third eye open.
Yeah.
Ciao, everyone.
All right, ciao.